This is KUT. The Texas Lottery Commission says since 1992, it has put $24 billion towards state programs, primarily education. With tonight's Powerball jackpot up to a record $1.5 billion, KUT's Kate McGee takes a look at whether that means more money for public schools.
Powerball came to Texas in 2010, about 17 years after the state authorized lottery sales under Governor Ann Richards.
Powerball is here. And with jackpots starting at $20 million, it's the newest way to win big from the Texas Lottery.
It's one of more than half a dozen lottery drawings in the state, plus all those scratch ticket games. The lottery gathers all the money from ticket sales and sends about two-thirds to people who win. 5% goes to retailers who sell the tickets. About 4% goes to the lottery for administrative costs. Less than 0.5% also goes to fund veteran assistance programs. And the rest goes to public education, 27.5%. Gary Grief, the Texas Lottery's executive director, says Powerball generates a lot of money for public schools.
Every dollar of revenue from the game of Powerball is dedicated to the Foundation School Fund. That's public schools here in Texas.
Last year, the Texas Lottery sent $1.2 billion to the Texas Education Agency. That sounds like a lot of money, but TEA spokesperson Debbie Ratcliffe says if you put it in perspective,
our entire school system spends around $50 to $52 billion a year. The lottery essentially covers 1 week of operating our 8,000 plus public schools.
Ratcliffe says the TEA appreciates the money from lottery revenues, but if the lottery doesn't bring in as much revenue as expected, it doesn't mean public schools will have less money. In that case, the state just pulls money from the general fund to make up the difference. Tonight's huge Powerball jackpot and the extra ticket sales could mean a little more money for public schools. The Texas Lottery says Powerball has generated $70 million in revenue for the state since November, the last time someone hit the jackpot. Kate McGee, KUT News.